But Erica Morgan is here from Catholic Charities, and she has a very special workshop she wants to talk about with Catholic Charities. And what is it?
Yes. This is, we're holding the workshop, the North Shore Pastoral Center, which is the Archdiocesan office on the North Shore there in Covington. Is hosting a Journal to the Self workshop. I'm facilitating it. It's on January 17th from 8:30 to 4. It's a full day, and I like to call it more of a retreat because you actually get an entire day to yourself, space and time to write. And, of course, as the title says, Journal to the Self, it's journaling. It's all about journaling. I teach 10 very varied journaling techniques. And I'll tell you real quick about how I got involved with this. You know, we have to do continuing education for our license. So about 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, I went to a workshop, full day, about journaling. And I thought, what in the world are we going to talk about? What is she going to tell me the entire day?
She's kind of reading my mind there.
About journaling. You pick up a pen and you write. And I tell my clients, like, back at that point, oh, you need to journal about that. And then dead silence, you know, crickets. I didn't know what else to do with them from there. But the day that Kay Adams, who actually founded the Center for Journal Therapy, I went and trained with her after that workshop because I was so impressed at the scientific research behind the benefit. And there had actually been studies done, starting back in the 80s, clinical studies done with blood work. They took blood work of people that and looked at their immunity markers for their immunity and their actual, you know, their health, and did journaling exercises with them over a period of time, did them again 6 months later, and there were increases in their immunity. Journaling has been used with AIDS patients, people with cancer, arthritis, asthma. There are a number of physical benefits. I had no idea.
Oh, really? You're
no idea. Because there's a lot of different theories about why it works. But it's a release. You are taking what's in your mind, you're putting it on a piece of paper, and you're actually able to read your own mind. Be surprised what's in there.
Literally
read your own. And what I like about this is these different techniques. They're varied. You know, you've got the left brain folks and the right brain folks. Some are a little bit more free writing. They're very short. During the day, we only do the writing about 5 to 10 minutes for each journal. So you're not writing for 8 hours. So you're doing a little bit at a time, but some are more structured. I know that usually guys are a little more structured, you know. So sometimes they're not interested in the free writing. It doesn't work. But even, you know, women too. Sometimes we need a little bit more structure. These are different techniques that you can use that really hit different, they just hit different dimensions of writing and self-expression. And I've had people take my classes. I had a gentleman take a class because he was writing a novel. I had a woman come who was writing her memoir. I've had cancer survivors come that wanted to just kind of journal their experience. People working on personal growth, grief issues. I've had people that are starting a business that have come and they use these techniques for business planning, organization, that type of thing. Anyway, Kay Adams, through the Center for Journal Therapy, when I trained with her, my eyes were just completely opened, and that's when I got hooked, and I realized, oh my gosh, I have been journaling since I was 7, and I had no idea. Writing little letters in my notebook, when a boyfriend broke up with me in high school, you know, those venting sessions in my notebook, prayer journals, you know, throughout my life, lists. I mean, you never think about it, but technically when you make a grocery list, you're journaling, you're taking something from your brain and putting it out and recording it somewhere. That is technically journaling.
It would seem to me that this would be very useful. You know, I was reading something this morning. Somebody wrote something on Facebook about insomnia and how people can't sleep because they have too much in their head.
Yeah, I use this really cool analogy. My clients kind of chuckle at it, if you can go with me on this.
I kind of look at that. That's, you know, you're waking up and stuff is going on. They've got a lovely word called rumination, that worry. You got a thought going around and around and around like a hamster in a wheel, just going around and around.
Yeah, exactly.
I like to think of journaling as you take that hamster, you get it out of the wheel, and you put it on the page, and you look at it, and it's contained. You've got it. You're storing it somewhere safe that's non-judgmental and very accepting. The page has no judgment.
Right.
So you're taking it out and you're putting it there, and it doesn't have to stay in your head anymore. You can do it. You can work with it. You can edit it. You can censor it. And that's the other thing is, you know, in these workshops, we're not looking for work that's publishable. We're looking for self-expression. So you don't worry. I say this ain't no English class. This is, you don't worry about grammar, spelling. You don't worry about handwriting, language. You don't worry about any of that. You want complete freedom. You want to, you know, outrun that inner critic. You don't want anything getting in the way of that self-expression. And through that release, that takes away that stress that breaks down your
identity. Has to be cathartic.
Yeah, it's cathartic.
It's like you're purging all this stuff and putting it on a place, this piece of paper, that there it becomes manageable. You can analyze it. You can cut and paste it. You can move it around.
You can work with it.
It's not just like a cacophony in your head.
It's not swirling. And that's where a lot of the anxiety, and if it sits there long enough, depression will come in. So, you know, that's where it helps mental health-wise. But creativity, all of those things. It's like a framework, but you fill in the content. And I mean, I've had people come through the day like, my life has been changed. I found things out about myself I never had before. I didn't know it was in there. I didn't know it was in my head. And it creates a very accepting, safe place for you to experiment. You know, you start writing, you may end up somewhere completely different, and that is okay.
I would think that it would be particularly helpful for people with situations like ADD or ADHD, where they have trouble organizing thought. It would seem that just getting them in front of you would have a way of looking at them from the exterior and being able to line them up in a more organized fashion.
Right. And that's why thus the different techniques. If you've got a lot of overwhelming, out of control stuff, you know, whether it's attention or whatever it is, journaling, depending on the particular technique, can focus you. You might use a more structured technique. But if you're really feeling really rigid, tied up, stressed, there are techniques that will open that up for you and untie a knot for you. It works, and that's why the different techniques can add different dimensions to your personal journaling. But I mean, it just helps in so many different ways. There's so many ways to apply it. That's why I fell in love with it.
And an opportunity to see certain patterns in your life, that you go, why do I always wind up in this situation or that situation? Well, if you write it all down, suddenly you're like, oh, look, there I go doing that again.
Exactly. And that's why people who do this over a period of time, it's recommended that you date it, you keep it, and all of that. So you can look at those patterns, go back and read them.
And it's a lot safer than writing it out on Facebook.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Don't do Facebook.
I love that. Thank you for saying that. It's a lot different.
Well, I wish we had more time to talk about this. It's called Journal to the Self. It's coming up on Saturday, January 17th from 8:30 to 4 at the North Shore Pastoral Center. You can go to the Catholic Charities Counseling Solutions site.
You can register at my website. It's www.ericamorganlcsw.com.
That's ericamorganlcsw.com. And this is Erica Morgan. She's with Catholic Charities. But check it out. It's called Journal to the Self. Very, very important work, I think.
Thank you.